Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Mark Zorl back with the Plan Vision Podcast, and I want to talk about, can a poor market or poor economic performance be a bad time to retire? I want to discuss this a bit. And I'm raising this because I'm getting questions from clients, or at least statements from clients, about not wanting to retire now or concern about retiring now. Maybe their first mistake is they're following the financial news, which I think they are. And I should also clarify, we're not even in a recession right now. Markets are down a little bit. They had about a month and a half, quite a few bad weeks. In fact, we could be sitting on a period of economic and market growth. Some people now are trying to become global forecasters. They can predict where the markets and where economic conditions are going. Please don't do that. Don't try to predict where the world's going to hit, but it's up to you. But anyways, let's assume that the markets or the economy will not perform well, and people are very close to making a decision or leaving work. Here's my thought about this. For anyone that has established a plan, if they know where they're going to get their income from, how they're going to pay their bills, and what those bills are going to be roughly, if they're comfortable with their investment setup, their asset allocation, if all of these things are in place, which they should be, people should be doing these things before they retire, right? Shouldn't these be questions that have already been answered seriously? Then it doesn't matter when they retire or what is happening in the moment, because people already know their plan will work. They've already assumed that the markets are going to tank or the economy will perform poorly. They have to build that into their thinking, shouldn't they? Shouldn't somebody planning on not working anymore have already gone through this exercise and thought, hey, what if the economy tanks and I'm not working anymore and the markets go down? What am I going to do? There are thousands and thousands of people retiring every day. They retired 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. People retired before big market sell-offs, before economic challenges. Now, if you're going to be in this group and things are great when you retire, what do you think is going to happen? Should your attitude be, when I retire, I need the economy and markets to perform well for at least 2 years or 4 years or 10 years? That's what I need. I'm going to wait till I know that's going to happen. Of course, that's wrong. And if this is your expectation, you're asking for trouble. The market and the economy are not aware of what is happening in your life, and it may or may not cooperate. So don't plan on it cooperating. How about this? You plan for retirement as if on the first day after your retirement, the markets go into a large sell-off. They don't do well and the economy doesn't do well. Shouldn't this really be the best way to plan for your future? And really, it shouldn't even be this hard. You run the numbers, which is what we do for people, see how the numbers play out, what their risk is, and you moderate your portfolio to protect yourself against market losses. And moderating it can simply mean adding more cash for some people. Give yourself a larger buffer. That'll give you some peace of mind as you transition to a period in which you're not making more income. It's a great form of moderation to a portfolio. By the way, if you're not working anymore and the economy is not performing well, however we want to define that, as a recession or a correction in the economic performance or a correction in the markets, well, you don't have a job to lose, right? So you're not going to be damaged that way. Here's my contention as someone that reviews a ton of plans and provides analysis on those. A good plan will work regardless of the nature of the economy when you leave work. I have heard from some clients whose plans are great, but they say they're not going to retire due to the economy. Now, I know they don't need to keep working. If they really want to retire, which for some is more of a psychological question, it's a separate question, not an economic question. It is, to me, it is a shame that they don't, just because of what's happening when their plan is set up well enough for them to retire.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.